Hello?
This is your subconscious speaking. You're going to listen to this podcast and you're going to like it. In fact, you're going to love it.
Oh gosh, I got to do that again. We're gonna.
You got this.
We're gonna cut that shit out. Hello and welcome to. I don't know. I haven't thought about it yet. Say hi, Tara.
Hi.
I love it.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm so happy you're here because I know a lot of people don't really like to be recorded.
I don't mind.
Yes. Okay. So we're just going to have a chat. We're just going to freestyle. Usually I will like plan episodes and stuff like that, but I recently saw Sarah. So we're just going to do it off the dome. Okay, cool. So last time I didn't actually get to introduce this part, Sarah, because I was just drinking wine and nobody knew what wine I was drinking. I was just on the podcast getting spiffy, right? So, I'm going to introduce the drink that I'm drinking, that I'm always drinking actually lately. It's called 19 Crimes and it's the red wine. Sarah, check it out.
Ooh.
Yes, yes. Look at the material. Look at the material.
You got me wanting a beverage of myself, but that's not going to be of any close quality of yours, Dan.
Oh, darling, I'm sure you have the finest taste. Nah. Yes. So it is a red wine. It's 14% volume in alcohol.
The way we like it.
I guess we're abusing alcohol today.
I mean, I'm all here for it. I mean, if we're being honest, I remember the time we were writing an English essay and we drank a whole bottle of red wine.
Yes, darling. Oh, the good old days without the hangovers.
I will join you with a pilsner.
Oh, perfect. Chin chin.
Chin chin. Clink.
Talking about uni, how was uni for you? Because it was horrible for me right from the start.
Really?
Yeah.
I was partly insulted because I knew you from the beginning to the end, but I'll exclude that.
When I say like uni, I don't mean like my social life. I mean the actual uni.
Oh, God.
You know, the reason why we went to the studying.
You can say that again. I mean, we were in the same, we both took English. You just took the creative writing side of it, didn't you? And you had it. You did have it hard.
Well, it didn't start off that way, you know. I was actually with you to begin with.
Yeah.
I realised halfway through, I think, the first term. I was like, no, hold up. This is some bullshit. This is some bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
And then I think, luckily, my tutor was the head of the course. So I was like to her, yeah, just swap me.
Yeah.
Please.
There was a very famous... lecturer in your creative writing course. I've got his name. You know who it is.
I shall remind you. His name was Benjamin. Oh,
yeah.
Hold up. I dropped the professor. Let's give him all his credentials, okay? Professor Benjamin Zephaniah.
There we go.
He was in the Peaky Blinders.
I was just about to say.
Yeah. He's got really long dreads.
Yeah.
And like, you know, when someone just exudes just peace. He's so peaceful.
He had that aura.
Yeah, like so peaceful. So like, yeah, man. You know, like a Caribbean breeze.
Yeah.
No, he's amazing. Honestly,
I mean, I met a girl recently, actually, and she is trying to be a poet.
Yeah,
and she met him, and he was on the on her Instagram story, and I remember just thinking, yeah, this guy, he's everywhere. He's that sort of power. Yeah, he's everywhere.
Like, I remember the first day of class, and he was like, yeah, I was in the Peaky Blinders. And I put my hand out, and I was like, yeah.
Where's Arthur at, Mr. Arthur Shelby?
Honestly, I was just like, but imagine that he's been near Cillian Murphy. Like, stop that. Just stop the record. Stop the record, okay?
Naughty, naughty.
He is phenomenal.
Oh, I actually found it really good and really fit as a villain. I mean, that's all I'm going to say, because I'm not going to indulge in that any further. Because you know what I'm like.
Oh gosh, you said I don't want to gush. I don't want to gush on the public platform.
Exactly.
Oh no, but I mean, coming away from that, uni was it was okay.
It was hard.
Yeah, some of it was enjoyable, some of it was really difficult, and some of it we just kind of messed about.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing though, is I guess at uni, well, for the majority at least, it's about finding yourself, isn't it? Finding who you are,
yeah,
what you like, what you don't like, who you want to associate yourself with, what you want to associate yourself with.
Yeah,
and that whole growth and
yeah.
More than anything, there isn't any right or wrongs you can really do in retrospect. And it's just, you learn so much. And maybe people you'll be friends with at the beginning, you won't necessarily be friends with at the end. But look here, I'm stuck with you still, bitch. So I can't complain.
I think as you're changing, other people are changing as well. So it's either you get close or you kind of part ways, and you kind of end up being friends with people that you never really thought that you would be friends with.
Oh, for sure.
I never would have gone to Wimbledon.
Mm-hmm.
So I never would have met.
I mean, the only time I was in Lewisham was for a court case with my dad. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Oh, no. I know. And do you know what? I went to Lewisham yesterday. Well, I went past it.
Oh.
And Lewisham, like the main Lewisham, is actually really changing like a lot. Because even when I was there.
Progressive.
Yeah, it's changing. But I don't know if progressive is the word. I might say gentrified.
Yeah.
Depends on the way you look at it. But
yeah,
like there's a lot of things that are changing and have been changing, actually.
Mm.
But then like there's other places like Catford that are just going to crap. Well, some parts of it anyway.
Any nostalgia there?
A little bit. But that was the worst part of my life.
The toughest, not worst, toughest.
Life is so much better now than it was before. So,
well, the past is the past. You don't walk forward looking behind you, do you?
That's true. That even extends to some of the people that I knew there, if that makes sense. Like some of the people were kind of horrible. So like, to me anyway. So I'm like.
And you put up with that.
Yeah, so I'm like, now that I don't have to, like, I really don't entertain that. And but you know me, like, I tend to not, like, keep things that make me feel uncomfortable. And if it makes me feel uncomfortable, it has to go, like, by any means.
Yeah.
Any means necessary.
I agree, 100%. Drop it in the trash, girl. Mm-mm.
That is it.
I preach it. I agree.
Yeah, like, I know Dooney... Uni was different, like, because
the uni course was hard though. I mean,
yeah,
everyone finds difficulty in different aspects, but you are English degree. I mean, it really engulfs us so into so many different areas of things, categories, sectors.
Yeah.
So at some point, I was even learning about why people use the words that they do when they speak, and how certain words that people use when they speak reflect their mentality or their actual real thoughts. You know what I'm saying?
Take us to school. Like, expand on that. Expand on that.
I mean, I'll start with the basic one. Everyone knows the minute you start swearing in an argument,
yeah,
you lack the vocabulary to explain yourself to a certain degree. So you resort to swearing. You know, the basic. Everyone knows that one.
Yeah.
So it just indulges into different categories. Like, why people use more diminishing words or condescending words to explain things, make people feel inferior to them and
yeah,
of a different level. And that could be subconscious or it could be conscious. And it's just analysing the linguistics behind the language. And that in itself was difficult. But English, it does teach you the anthropology, the psychology, the philosophy.
Oof.
And all these categories going forward that you can actually use in day-to-day life. So English isn't just learning the language and reading a couple of books and writing a couple of essays. It's actually learning about mankind at the same time, and the past and the present and the future.
Yeah.
So it was bloody fucking hard.
Yeah. There was definitely more to it. It kind of, I think the course itself kind of exposes your mindset, as you said.
Mm.
Like when they set assignments, they don't necessarily tell you, oh, this is the thinking behind this question, or this is the direction in which this question should be answered. They go, here's the question, that's the deadline.
Off you go running. But did you notice that? I don't know if you found this, but when I was at uni, And they would say kind of, this was, they'd give you the PowerPoints. They kind of wanted you to do it this way and that way.
Yeah.
And if you didn't do it the way that they wanted it, and they gave you the essay back and gave you the edits.
Yeah.
And you didn't come back with those modifications in the light that they wanted them to be edited in.
Yeah.
They kind of would mark you down for it, not meeting the way they wanted it to be met, but it was still correct.
Oh, most definitely.
I was like, bitch, I've written a good essay. The other lecturer freaking loved it. And because it doesn't suit your perspective, you don't like it. Take a long walk on a short pin, eh?
Yeah. They're going to penalize your ass for that.
Oh my gosh, this is a banger.
Oh, uni just kind of throws you in the deep end, man.
Oh, head first.
They dropped out, a lot of people did, didn't they?
A lot is an understatement, honey. I think, I mean, I can't speak on behalf of English, but there was a lot of people that dropped out. Like a lot of my friends' friends, any people like that I'd met and then never saw again because they dropped out.
Yeah.
A lot of people just, they deferred a year. Deferred a year and then never returned.
Yeah.
And never came back. Was never heard of again. Or a lot of people said, oh, this course isn't for me.
Yeah.
Then they dropped that 2 years in and started a new course for the next 3 years. And it was just like, now you've got 5 years worth of loans to pay.
5 years.
And for those that might have failed and had to retake a year.
Yeah.
They then had like, another year, do you know what I mean? So
I know a lot of people that had to retake a year, actually. A lot.
Really? I don't know a single person. Maybe I'm just a huge nerd.
Either retake 1 or 2 years or just kind of just went, meh, I'm gone.
I just don't understand.
But I guess it depends on the course as well, because I know some people that were doing NHS courses were kind of, that was really strict.
Like, you know, I don't want to name any names, but one of our friends that, you know, lived downstairs and lived in the house with us.
Yeah.
Played tennis.
Mm.
Yeah, it was really strict. And the reason it is so strict is basically because if you join the NHS and work for them afterwards, they'll pay.
Oh.
For your education that was held at the university.
Yeah.
So you get this offer where you'll work for the NHS or work for a hospital, work for this industry, and then they'll pay off your loan.
So you're basically guaranteed a job with the NHS.
Yeah, as long as you get like a first, as long as you do really well.
Yeah.
So for physiotherapy, it was really strict because they had so much on the line if their parents hadn't paid for their education.
Yeah, I hear that.
So there, that was really strict. I heard a lot.
What was your process into like getting into uni? Like, what was that like?
I'm not going to lie. My first year of sixth form was not the best. You know what I mean? A 99. But, yeah, I flunked my first year of sixth form.
Yeah.
I was hanging out with the wrong crowd and doing a little bit. Too little at education and too more of other things. And so I flunked first year. So that was a huge wake-up call for me. I had to rejig my whole surrounding, my friends, my mentality.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't afford not to go. I wanted to go, you know.
Yeah.
Everyone, if you want to go to uni, you know what it feels like to want to go to uni.
Yeah.
And so it was...
Yeah,
it was full speed ahead.
But did you actually want to go to uni?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I did.
Okay.
I can't speak on it behalf of everyone else, but I definitely did.
Yeah.
So it was full speed ahead, and then finally, of sixth form.
I
worked my bum off, and, yeah, I got all A's in philosophy and ethics, drama and English.
Nice.
And I got into... I got an unconditional offer from... university.
Nice.
which was good, amazing. And then yeah, started. And
nice.
Yeah, I mean, it was difficult at first. I mean, I hadn't lived away from home properly ever, so that was difficult adjusting. But then I met people like you in my second day.
Yeah.
And it was comforting to have those, you know, family.
Nice.
That you'd known for literally a couple of hours that literally felt like that support.
My cat's trying to discreetly get back on his window perch. But that's the funny thing about cats is I can actually see you. Go on then, love. Go on then, love.
Give him a little pop up on the bum. Give him a little tap up on the bum.
Jump.
Made himself conscious.
Yeah, he got shy.
We did have an obscenely good campus in regards to the location.
Yeah.
But did you have earwigs in your ensuite on the floor of your bathroom?
No, those weren't earwigs, darling. Those were silverfish or something like that.
They're called earwigs, my love. They are?
No, silverfish.
They do. They look for water.
They were only in your bathroom, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're silverfish, apparently. I don't know.
Oh my God, you know, I literally screamed the house and I was like, get maintenance in here now. I am not fucking living here until you clean that shit. I remember I ended up sleeping in your halls for so long because I couldn't cope with the ensuite.
Where did you live first year?
I lived literally the building beside yours.
So I lived, yeah. Okay, cool, yeah.
We had the best accommodation.
It was near the, what?
You know.
And the mail room, so.
Yeah, but you know, a lot of people actually preferred Faraday because you've got a double bed. But I heard that they stopped giving Faraday to anyone that wasn't masters or PhD students or whatever, second year onwards.
That's fucking bullshit because to do with my
fucking bullshit.
My masters, I didn't fucking get Faraday, so they're fucking assholes for that.
But we're lucky though. No, but no, you wouldn't have wanted Faraday. I had a couple of friends that lived there because can't remember the reasoning why, but they were living there and they said that their halls constantly stank.
Whoa.
Of like urine.
Nice.
And the way that the layer, not that anyone was peeing there, I think it was just the sewage or wherever they were always near the bins, weren't they?
Nice.
The big garbage bins. And so they always stunk. My friend said that they always stunk, that she'd only ever really be there for like sleeping because it just stank. And the layout of Faraday was so messed up. You know how Bishop's was nice? It had a long hallway, all the rooms, and at the end, it had the
kitchen.
The kitchen, or at the beginning, I had the kitchen.
Yeah.
Either way, it was that organized. In Faraday, it was like all these rooms, like rooms within rooms within rooms, and it was just a mess. I remember she was like, she kind of wanted to change where she was living.
Yeah.
But she didn't want to because all of her friends were in the same halls as her. And I was just like, bitch, stop complaining. You got a double bed.
We are all out here suffering with a single bed, and you got a double. Stop it. Enjoy that.
Oh, shut up. You had a bath. You had a bath.
No. I'll tell you why. They gave me that because they didn't have anywhere else to put me.
I just spat.
I applied for accommodation so late, they gave me a disabled room in my second year.
She was like, am I going to stay another year? I don't know.
I was just like, you're going to have to put me somewhere, bitch. So put me. But it was a lot more to clean.
I remember I'd come in, I'd be like, can I use your toilet? And it smells so good because you had like these candles and the room was so spacious. I wasn't kerfuffling to sit up and not knock myself out with the sink.
Those were the good old days. Mm-hmm. Now I pay bills.
Oh my God.
having too much fun.
Oh my God. Just a quick throwback. Do you remember when we were in bedroom and some of us were in the kitchen with your big, big, huge speaker on a suitcase wheels and the security came?
Allegedly, we were smoking and he invited security in. Damn!
And it wasn't even that. We had been told on the window to be quiet, be quiet. Turn the music down. I'm like, back out.
And if it wasn't for those meddling kids, we would have gotten away with it.
But the funny thing is, I've knocked on the door earlier. Oh, guys, here's some drinks. So I go back out to go do something. And I'm literally coming back in. And I'm walking to the you know, out of the kitchen to the left. But this end of the hallway, right? See, at the other end of the hallway, there's two security guards with the big fluorescent just walking in with their keys. I'm like, back in the kitchen.
You are part of this, you arsehole.
Yeah. And we all just sat there.
No. That was the richest and whitest pleading I've ever seen.
No. It was, please don't tell my mom. He might as well just got on his knees and begged on the floor. Oh my God. Can I just say one more thing though? Since then, he was so paranoid about getting caught. He never touched alcohol or anything again, right? And we were going to my ensuite. Yeah, I don't know if you were there with us. And we were chilling in there doing, you know, just chilling, you know, all of us were there. And there was, we were walking there, and as a joke, right?
Yeah.
We're like, can you roll us, you know, a cig?
Yeah.
Quotation. Can you roll us a cig? Mm. And he's like, yeah, but, you know, if security bangs on your door and finds that you're smoking, you will not tell them that I rolled you this quotation, cig.
Yeah. Allegedly.
of course not. Why would I do that? Coincidentally, we're walking to literally the next block over from yours, and the security car just happens to be driving past. So I was like, we are going to seize this opportunity.
Yeah.
Wait, it gets better. Goes, take a photo of the car. Take a photo of the security car. I don't know who snitched on us. Was it you? The security car's turned up and we're all here. And then I sent him a picture of us standing on our slippers. And he's like, guys, don't tell them it was me. Don't tell them.
He would have left the cloud behind him. Like Looney Tunes, just gone.
No, wait. And then I tell him, I'm so sorry. They literally keep asking us, oh, if you didn't, then who did? You didn't, then who did? I don't know what's happening right now. And I left it like that. He kept messaging me back on Snapchat, me and walk over to level 3, cover his peephole, proper light, bang on his door. Open up. And he's like, who is it? It's security.
Oh, so that, I think that was the final nail in the coffin.
and then he opens the door. He's not even looking at us. And he's like literally trembling. He's trembling. And he realizes it's me, and he drops to his knees and it's like, my heart, why would you do this?
Yeah. Oh, classic. Classic.
I'm sorry. It was too funny.
Oh, you guys are taking a piss.
Oh yeah.
But I still have videos of us allegedly like having good fun, you know?
I have them too, so I get the Snapchat flashback.
I love when you send them to me because they're so hilarious. I have videos of us in like Locos. I have videos of me going, come on,
yeah,
Locos, you can't. I'm like, really insane. I still have that video of me dancing on like that liquid kind of you know that,
oh yeah. I remember we went.
It's like a platform,
like a podium,
right? And then I remember that coming out of the bathroom and like girls going, oh my God, you were so mesmerizing. Like in the bathroom, like you're so mesmerizing. Your hair is so long. Oh my God. And I'm like standing there going, yeah, like it's a fucking wig. Yeah, it's a fucking wig. Yeah, thank you, darling. You can buy the wig at AliExpress. Yeah, man. Yeah, thank you so much. You're gorgeous. I love your shoes. Wow. You know?
And you're like, yes, check out my toes.
Yeah. And oh my God, my, like when I got home that day, like my toes were just
you were in heels the whole day. You went out to London beforehand.
Yeah, I wasn't allowed. Yeah. I wasn't allowed in Liquid with sliders. For some reason, they were really discriminatory towards us.
You should have just put them on when you were in there, to be honest.
That Liquid floor was always dirty. I don't think they cleaned it.
I don't think they ever cleaned it. That's why it stank all the time.
That's why they called it Shitquid. Way.
You know, they closed it down.
No, they changed it to Attic.
Yeah, we got closed down after we left.
What? So they shut down Shattuck.
Yeah, they didn't have any money for it, I don't think.
No, wait. I'm gonna have to Google that right now because that is fucking hilarious. Because how can they go from chic with Shattuck?
I should check it out.
Oh my gosh, they closed down Shattuck.
Yeah, permanently closed down. Look.
Can we see some of the reviews? Read some of the reviews. Oh my God, I'm gonna die.
Okay.
God forbid. What? Fucking hell.
The rating out of 5 for this nightclub is, drum roll please, 2.3.
Yeah.
It's okay. This is a 5 review.
Okay.
Amazing. Had a lovely night out with the girls. Bar staff are always happy to help, enthusiastic, and gave us a warm welcome.
Yeah.
Security was quite friendly, especially when we first walked in.
Nice.
Anyways, right, here's one star.
Nice.
What a joke of a club, especially management. The block who supposedly is management needs to humble himself a little. He is in charge of great profiting nightclub and will really soon close down. Ooh. We can just walk a few more meters and go to the pub about the same sort of atmosphere. Ooh. Maybe even coming second best to the pub, especially when it's full of shit down the loo.
I think they're referring to slug and lettuce.
Slug.
That is amazing.
Apparently, someone said people's drinks have been spiked lately. Be careful.
Wow.
That was last year. Oh my God, listen to this. 5-star racist treatment. Shit.
Amazing. No, you have to read that.
1-star racist treatment. They think they're immune to it too, as in that no matter how terribly they treat their clientele, there will be no negative response. Time to change that.
Ooh. Oh my days. Wait, look on Google reviews, right? The 1-stars, like the 1-star bar is full. Look at that.
Someone wrote 5-star rating in being the worst club ever.
Nice. No, we need to. Oh my gosh, what the fuck?
Someone wrote underneath, one of the guys wrote, damn, the girls are so violent at this club. They just want to fight or fuck everyone.
Whoa.
Not a cheap night out. Cloakroom staff are rude and the bouncers are even worse. They act like they're protecting a prison.
No way.
What's your one? What's
your... Wait, Oliver Badgley wrote, mediocre club that only appears good due to its impressively historic venue. Staff are genuinely rude and regularly advertise drink prices that aren't correct. When questioned over drink prices, bar staff become rude and defensive, often arguing a price that is clearly displayed behind them. Would recommend you avoid this club, but sadly, unless you are a student, this is the only club in town. Apparently, there's another club though, not too far from Shickwit or Shattuck.
Yeah, but it's not really a club, it's more like a bar.
Oh, okay, cool.
It's like the same sort of stuff, to be honest. Someone wrote, do not go to this club. The people who go there should be on Jeremy Kyle.
Oh no! Deep breath in. No, wait. Wait, somebody wrote racist exclamation mark. Fucking hell. That word is beating my ass. So
the one.
Absolutely disgusting manner of which I was spoken to by door staff after having booked and spent hundreds on 5-person table package to me to be told on arrival that there was just something about you lads. Don't waste your time. The Mark Street manager refused, and that's in fucking capitalized refused, not just any refused, capitalized, refused to explain to me why I was denied entry and walked across the road to smoke. This is absolutely disgusting. The authorities have been contacted. Yeah, that is a rich kid, man. Nicholas Kane is a rich kid that is just not used to be told no. But honestly, he didn't realize that he had booked a table at Shattuck and didn't realize that this was the treatment that came with it. Lovely. Delicious.
That's too funny.
Delicious.
Yeah, so that got shut down.
Amazing.
Yeah. It was, you know... got kicked out of there.
What?
Because he was blowing his nose and they assumed that he was smoking.
Hold up. Let me just shut the hell up. Sorry, what?
Left the toilet blowing his nose and went to the counter.
Yeah.
And he blew his nose and all this snot came out and they assumed he was sniffing coke.
Wait, hold on. So that was what? Shickwit or Shattuck?
Wait, what year was this? It was second year.
So that was Shickwit.
Yeah.
So you're telling me people are in there high on cocaine?
Well, they must have assumed so, but he was literally blowing his nose.
So there's drunk paraphernalia in there. That is amazing. No wonder people are having such a good time. I remember one time, yeah, I went to Shickwit with... It was like a Christmas ball, kind of like a December ball, but it was a kind of like Christmas theme, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I grabbed a guy's Christmas hat, right? I grabbed his Christmas hat off his head.
Oh, no.
Enough, right? And
oh, no.
So basically, I took it off, and then as soon as I took it off, he had kind of like short blonde hair, and he had like a hearing aid. And I was like, oh my God, I took off the hat off a deaf guy. No. But instead of, I was so drunk, right? Instead of saying deaf guy, I said, I took off the dead guy's hat. Like, what? And I was like, dead guy's hat. And I was so adamant that his name was Dead Guy. Yeah. And I just kept saying, I took it off. I felt so bad.
Oh, Lord.
She is an expert drunk. So every time I lost her within Shakeweed, we would spend like half an hour looking for her. Eventually, we'd find her like exactly in the spot that we left her in.
Yeah.
But she'd have two extra drinks. So if we left her by the bar with one drink, we'd leave our spot in the bar, we'd come back and she'd have three drinks. She'd be like, hi guys! And I'm like, no, you cannot be serious. Where did you go? Is there a portal? Is there a drinks portal that we don't know about? What are you hiding under there? There was just so many questions I had for her, and she was just amazing.
Oh
my gosh, wait. Check out one of my pep talks. Right, look at my pep talks.
That we're together and we're safe. Okay, guys, it's gonna be a good, great night. Everyone's gonna come home, maybe with a kebab or two.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But no, wait, check this out if it will play.
Give me the key, I'm gonna drive.
If you don't trust me,
first. Hey! I trust you in it, but fuck her.
Dude, what? Are you fucking are you fucking that?
Right, so basically what happened was we were walking back to I think the cab, or maybe just walking in general, to be honest.
Yeah,
maybe on the way to get a kebab. But she saw a stranger with a bottle of water, right? And I was like to her, I was like, hey, don't do that, don't fucking take a bottle of water from him, are you fucking mad? You don't know what's in there, you don't know what he's drinking. And then the stranger was like, wow, fucking hell, man, it's just water.
No.
And I was like, still don't take it from him. You don't know what he's got.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, but yeah, no, uni was funny.
It was a good time.
So what about after uni? Because we didn't actually finish uni. You did a placement year.
Yeah, but then COVID happened when we graduated, when you finished your master's and I graduated.
Yeah.
COVID struck, so it wasn't really much of a celebration. It was more of a,
yeah.
Now we have this shit to deal with. And it was the unemployment crisis. It was struggling and just mentally understanding the fact that you'd graduated uni, but you really hadn't actually had any sort of graduation. And now you're struggling to find a job. Where there was no struggle before, but because of COVID, there was this new fear and threat of job seeking.
I didn't go, honestly.
Go to what?
Graduation.
When were you invited to go?
I think it was maybe November or December.
Just gone?
I said, nah, it's all right. Thank you. Leave me alone.
I know, they asked me the same thing, and I was abroad, I was in Russia. So I said this summer coming this year.
But I mean, from the start, I was kind of like, oh, I just kind of want to do uni and just leave. Like,
yeah, I remember.
So I was always kind of looking forward.
I will never forgive you though.
For what?
For one thing.
Oh, no.
We were in uni first year, and it must have been like the new year, must have been in January. So it must have been a uni for about 4 months. And you went to me and we said to you, what's this? And you're like, oh, this is ideas for my dissertation. Like, dissertation, that's for not another, you know, 4 years.
Yeah.
And you turned around and you said to all of us, you little fucker, you went, oh, yeah, but it's going to be the final year before you know it.
Uh-oh.
And that, I was like.
Closer.
Every year, that has been, you know, the number one. She said it, you know. She said it. She said it would, you know, it's going to come around.
Yeah.
And I do wish that I went back. I could go back a part of me and relive it. I don't know if I'd do it differently. Would you do anything differently?
I probably would do one or two things, but very minor.
I think if anything, it would just be my course. You know what? I had fun with what I did.
I would take it seriously, but then also, like, you know, when we were doing exams, I would take that seriously, and then when we weren't doing the exams, I would take that seriously, if that makes sense. So like having fun, I would take seriously, but then also doing my work, I take extremely seriously. But apart from that, it is what it was, and it was exactly what I expected it to be, because to begin with, everybody is kind of like in the kind of like dream that kind of freshest week sells to you, like, oh yeah, like this is gonna be good, like we're gonna tell you when your exams are, like 2 months in advance, and we're gonna tell you when you need to hand in your coursework, like a month in advance, like that's gonna be good, man, you're gonna be good. But then when you actually, when you're actually going through it,
a month goes quick.
I'm like, damn. Wow.
Jesus, yeah.
Yeah, like I'm like, wow, okay. Like you guys weren't joking. You're gonna tell me a month in advance and then that's it.
Yeah.
So that was the only thing that kind of really took me by surprise. But because I was expecting surprises, I wasn't really surprised. So I surprised the surprise.
Yeah, yeah, I see. Yeah. It makes sense.
But it was fun. I didn't expect to have so much fun in locos.
I know.
Karaoke really took it to another level.
Karaoke and bingo. I'm not going to lie. Bingo was good.
Bingo was really good. Like, it was exceptionally
bingo
good.
Bingo was good. Bingo was really good. I never played bingo before then, and no bingo will ever come close to it.
I never won anything, but damn.
I won tickets.
What did you win? To what?
For a night out.
To where?
I won to Shickwood.
Yeah. Okay.
But.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
But I won loads of drinks at bingo. Do you remember the pictures and the shots? And if you remember, I won so many drinks for us. I remember karaoke's bar being packed. Remember that?
Oh, and just everyone singing that. No, living on a prayer. Take my hand. Where have we lived?
Oh. Yeah.
I remember that.
Living on a prayer. And then so many people would try and sing Whitney Houston. What was it? Not I Wanna Dance with Somebody. It was from The Bodyguard. You know the song?
And I will.
That's it. And it would always literally be screaming.
And we always used to try and get little out, but he never wanted to come out of his room.
Mm-hmm.
I spoke to him about the podcast, and I was kind of telling him about the struggles that I was going through with kind of naming the podcast and kind of trying to explain the name to other people, because it's kind of different. And I tried to really think out of the box with it. So obviously the name of the podcast is I Don't Know. I haven't thought about it yet. But that's like the whole premise is we're speaking about things that we haven't necessarily given a lot of thought to or thought about in this present moment or currently. And trying to really explain that to a graphic designer was kind of hell.
Oh, my God, no way.
Because imagine I'm like, oh, yeah, like the name of the project is I Don't Know. I haven't thought about it yet. And I think the graphic designer literally came back to me with, I'm sorry, but why don't you want to tell me the name of the project?
I just told you.
The name is, I don't know, I haven't thought about it yet.
That's it?
And he's like, oh.
No, yeah.
Oh, okay. Right.
And he got that.
Yeah, like trying to even explain that to people to come onto the podcast is kind of like, does she know the name or does she not?
Mate, we need a reunion.
I was thinking of doing something like that.
I remember. And then do you remember when you stacked all those chairs in front of that bedroom door?
What? I don't remember that. Oh, no. Oh, no. You must have
stacked like 15 chairs. And then.
No.
And then 15 chairs beside each other. So instead there was 30 chairs completely blocking her door. For about 6 hours.
No, wait. I remember when we had a private group chat because we realized that you girls had a private group chat. So me, I think, and the boys. Yeah. right, we had a private group chat where we just come up with pranks to prank the girls. It was so fucking rude. Like, three people in a group chat come with all these menacingly stupid.
Wait, why did you have separate chats to the girls?
Because we were like, hold on, why have you guys got a separate chat to the main group chat? So we're like, okay, fuck it then, we'll make a fucking...
I think it was because they never like responded in it.
Yeah.
And so it got to a point where we were going gym and stuff, and it was like, do you want to go to gym? Like, things like that.
And it was kind of like, no response to that.
Literally. So the girls had a group chat because you all went to the same gym. And it was like, do you want to go to gym? Do you not want to go to gym?
Once we realised that you guys had a group chat, we were like, fuck you guys, man. We're going to make a group chat. And we just come up with pranks just to prank you guys. So that's where the conditioner in a condom prank came out.
That wasn't to us though, babe.
It was.
Babe, are you silly? I was in that group chat with you.
Oh, fucking hell, yeah. Sorry.
I know. I was the one who came up with that plan. Me and you came up with it. And we hid.
Yeah.
And then we hid it behind loads of her stuff in her cupboard. And she only... And we hid it right at the back behind the rice. And she only found it at the end of term. Do you remember?
And she was like, why would you do this? I was like, yeah, fuck you.
And she, do you remember she only found it at the end of term? Yeah. At the end of term.
End of term. It was amazing.
And she was freaking livid.
I stole milk.
Sorry, that's not a prank.
I need milk for tea. She doesn't. She's not here. And then she came back, I think, the next day, and I was like, fucking hell. That backfired. And I think she noticed, because instead of putting the milk in the kitchen bin, I put it in my bin in my room.
wait a minute. Do you remember there was a whole fiasco about stop stealing milk? And you started it to come your own back.
No. But I didn't take anything else. That's the thing. It was just that one time. It was just that one time in flat, I think it was flat three, yeah, or flat eight.
Flat three.
I was like, and she made such a big deal. It's like, someone took my milk. And I was like, oh, okay, I'm just not going to say anything. Because if I do, you're going to go, I'm going to cry about it. But then I think she saw the milk in my room and she didn't say anything. And it was like a 50p, 30p bottle of milk, like the mini one.
I know.
Give it a rest.
Just leave it.
I just wanted some tea. But I knew if I took some of the milk, you know, when you go, okay, there's only a little bit left. So if I take any more, it's going to be obvious. I was like, instead of taking a little bit, I'm just going to take a lot. Yeah.
So you finished it.
So I made tea, and then I made hot chocolate.
I bet you didn't even drink it, or did you?
No, I think I finished the tea, but I didn't finish the hot chocolate. And I was just like, oh no, this was a bad idea. Oh. But do you know what? Karma came for me in like my master's year, because I think I moved in early.
What?
I think I moved in like early September, so like the first week of September. And there was this other gym guy, like there's one other person in the flat that I knew of. And I think I'd only seen him in the kitchen once, but...
Was his name Sam?
I can't remember, babe. That's such a generic name. I can't remember. But he was kind of like a deep, dark blonde, and he was like a gym guy.
Oh, never mind. No, yeah.
So, yeah, like, I'd see him in the hallway, and we pass and go, hi, whatever. And then I think I went shopping for the first time, and I bought like 12 eggs. I used two. And then someone stole the whole carton of eggs. And I was like, hold on, wait. Why would you steal 10 eggs? What are you going to do with 10 eggs? You tell me.
It's probably him. He needed his protein.
They didn't even leave the carton, babe. They didn't leave the carton of eggs. They took the whole carton. They took it all. Gone.
It was just in one guy, one sitting.
Mm.
Can I say one thing? When I was at uni, all like my snacks, all the things that I liked and I loved, didn't need to be refrigerated, were kept in my room.
Yeah.
For example, ketchup, sauces, Nando's sauces,
yeah,
Tabasco, all the snacks, everything.
Yeah.
Unless it was literally milk, eggs, butter, and things like that. Yeah. Everything else was in my room. Do you remember? I had a whole drawer.
Drawer, yeah, with snacks. It was amazing. Amazing.
And, I remember one time you came over to me and you were like, Sarah, are you feeling okay? And I was like, yeah. And I was like, what's wrong? And you went to me, where's your snacks?
I've never seen so much snacks in like one, like you had 2-3 drawers full of this shit. And I was like, fucking hell.
It was, some of it was healthy snacks, some of it wasn't healthy snacks. Some of it was like breakfast snacks, some of it was things like snacks just to have on the go, like Belvita.
Yeah.
Some of it was just like, do you know what I mean? So it was just like, and it would last in like a good couple of weeks, but it was just snacks.
Ever since someone stole my eggs, I just started taking food from every cupboard that was open in that shared kitchen. I took snacks from. I was like, fuck you, they've taken my eggs, I'm gonna take these, I'm gonna take that, I'm gonna take your ketchup, I'm gonna take your sugar, because fuck you.
I used to do that as well.
Yeah.
And the thing is what makes it bad is it'll become such a habit you won't realize, and you end up putting out someone else's milk in front of them.
No, but you know what? My master's flat, we had a good understanding. I was like, if I've got milk and you don't have milk, you can have some of mine. But what they didn't read with the small print is that the small print said that if I had thought ahead of that, I probably would have done that. But the small print said, if you take anything from my compartment or cupboard,
you take mine, I take yours.
Everybody is liable. To be stolen from. So it wasn't just for you, it was for everybody else.
Marcus,
10 eggs, you're insane. I'm stealing from everybody else. Yeah. That is my villain origin story. I was a villain from then on. I don't care what you've bought. I don't care if your mum made that on Sunday. It's mine. It's mine, okay? The funny thing is that people are still stealing from me. So I was like, it's a free-for-all at this point, mate. It's a free-for-all. You're taking my butter. I've seen your spoon take a scoop out of my butter. Now, it's on.
Yeah.
That paprika that you've been wanting to use, it's gone, okay? It's mine, okay? That sugar that you wanted to have, it's mine. Crunchy nut, it's mine, okay? Yeah, that pepper you wanted to use, it's mine, okay? It's gone.
Last week's plantain, mine.
Gone. Yeah. That's just how it was. It was a wild, wild west, okay? Anything you wanted to keep, you better cook it and eat it. Otherwise, it's mine, okay? You leave that in for more than a day, it's gone. Do you know what it is? When you said, once you have this mentality, you kind of carry it wherever you went. So even when I went to flat, carried that mentality.
Yeah.
She kind of had the same mentality because people do the same thing to her. So I think one time we were kind of just chilling. We had already had tea, but we wanted more. Okay. We wanted more than tea. All right. So Unfortunately, someone had bought strawberry shortcake Müller corner yogurt, right? And fruit twisters, right? Targets.
Oh no, everywhere.
Immediate targets, all right? And they had bought, I think, Magnum Minis ice cream. Oh, it was amazing. We had a feast. Yogurt, ice cream, and ice cream. It was a banquet. Okay.
So all the times that I've come and see you in the flat in the kitchen, when you were eating really good food, most likely it wasn't even yours.
Oh yeah. Some of it was stolen, some of it was bought. Okay. Some of it was not bought, some of it was borrowed. Okay. I think a couple of days after I went back to her flat, right? And then someone had put up a sign on the fridge, warning, thieves. Protect all your good food at all costs. It was hilarious. We were dying for days. And do you know what? Do you know the reason why we were dying and dying and dying? Because we were still stealing food.
We are the thieves.
It was so hilarious. And do you know what it is? We were still laughing every time we came back to steal food. It became more and more and more hilarious. It was just so funny. But uni was so hilarious. I think living in a shared kitchen was just even better. Like, that was the epitome of living in halls. Like, I don't think I would have had the same experiences without it. Really, it was so funny. You just walk into the kitchen, just see a random person. Whoa, hi, what are you doing here?
Where have you come from?
Do you live here now? What are you doing here? Who are you? What are you about? Huh, who knows? Exactly. It's just so funny. Oh, man.
It was such a like a different stage of our lives. Like the courage, like I could not be bothered to make friends, like a whole bunch of new friends now. Fuck me, shoot me dead, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, it's just like life is like continuously changing and like taking a lot of time.
Is all it is, isn't it?
Yeah, a lot of effort as well.
Yeah.
To kind of maintain things, to kind of see things through, because you don't really want to start uni and finish it. Because when you come back after, it's kind of like, I mean, different things for different people, but it is a bit long, really. Like, it's not the thing that you want to do. Because I still have friends in uni now that I'm kind of like, oh, man. Like, when they're like, oh, I got an assignment, I'm like, I haven't heard that word in a year.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't even know that emotion anymore.
Yeah.
Because I haven't heard that in, like, a whole 2-3 years. Like, seriously, sis, like, do it as soon as you
can.
Do it as soon as you can and be done with it. Seriously, if you want to go back, then maybe, yeah, but
yeah,
I'm telling you, every time you go back, it's going to get worse and worse.
Yeah,
because I thought, oh yeah, I've done 3 years of undergrad, like, let me just go and do my master's, it won't be that bad. It was horrendous.
In it, sure. so bad.
I wouldn't recommend.
We did so well though. It takes a lot of willpower, doesn't it? A lot of willpower, a lot of courage, a lot of, you know, motivation, a lot of self-discipline.
But yeah, like, uni all in all, I think go to uni if it's for you. Go to uni if you have to, like, if you want to be a doctor, do not scrimp and scramp, please.
plan it. Have some sort of idea of where you want to go and what the purpose is going to uni for, because you don't want to have all this debt under your belt.
Exactly.
You know,
because I think even some of that debt I'm still paying off till this day. So seriously, like, consider it, and don't just go to university because your mum or dad says you should, because I'm telling you, when you're in that exam hall or when you're doing your assignments, it's you by yourself. And if you're lucky, you'll have friends that will help you. But I'm telling you, you by yourself, on your own, do that.
If you don't want to be taking that, you know, aerospace engineering course and someone else is telling you to, the other person's not doing the exams, mate. Yeah. You are.
All you. So literally, and to ask lots of questions, like, ask lots and lots of questions. Like, you're paying your money.
Yes.
So ask a lot of questions, because that's one of the things that I didn't do, especially for some of my modules, like world of literature, something like that. I did that one as a Wendy. Yeah, like, I didn't ask a lot of questions, and even when I asked questions and they answered it, it was kind of like, I don't know what
it wasn't really answered. Yeah. Modernism, explain modernism to me.
Exactly. So ask lots of questions. But I believe that we've kind of come round, kind of done a full circle. So we're going to kind of end the podcast here. Hopefully informative. And Sarah, is there
a little bit of jokes on the side?
Oh yeah, like, that kind of gives you an insight to, like, the social life and kind of what goes on and kind of what to be aware of. Sarah, if you have any, like, social links that you want to kind of give out to the people, please, this is your time.
Social links.
Yes, darling.
Oh god. No, I don't have any social links. I mean, you can follow me. I'm not that interesting. I'll bore your life to hell, but you can follow me if you want to.
So yeah, go on. What's your
Sarah SARAITA 21, but I also have a business account called eSend _UK if you want to follow that. If you're interested.
I think, what else? I think that's literally it, really. I think we'll catch you on the flip side, really. I think that's it, really. Is there anything you want the people to know?
Hope you'll be another 6 years for you and me.
Yes. No, more than that. A lifetime, darling. A lifetime, darling.
Yes, yeah, a lifetime.
Make friends, keep friends. I don't really have a sign-off, Sarah. Can you believe that? But yeah, I guess we'll say bye for now. Bye.
Bye.
And you're going to remember to like and share and subscribe to this podcast on all platforms at IDIHTAIY, because it's already in your head. You've already done it. It's in the universe.
You're loving it, you can't get enough of it. You're gagging for it, love.